Youngsters on all-terrain vehicles are common in Louisiana. And some kids across the state may have even gotten one for Christmas. Several 4-H agents participated in a training program so they could go back into their parishes and hold ATV safety training courses for youth. One mistake organizer David Bolt says he sees too often is youngsters starting out on ATVs that are too big.
When you learned how to ride a bicycle, you didn't start on a two-wheel bike. You went with a tricycle, training wheels, whatever it might be. Well, a lot of people, for financial reasons, which isn't good enough, they'll put them on an ATV that's fit for an adult, and they're a 9- or 10-year-old, and they'll just wait till they grow into it.
You want to swing your leg over so you don't hit these fenders.
Bolt enlisted the help of the ATV Safety Institute to help train the agents. Chief Instructor Mike Klump stressed the importance of having the right gear, specifically a helmet, before allowing youngsters to ride an ATV.
I've seen so many traumatic injuries of young people from traumatic brain injuries that, you know, that $45 helmet would have kept them out of all that trauma they had.
Okay, so we put our helmets on. Whenever we're going to gear up, you may want to leave your gloves
on the last
off,
day of their
okay?
training, the agents gave safety training courses to a group of high school students from North Shore High School in Slidell. Like many youngsters, Zari Johnson had never been properly trained on riding ATVs.
Just kind of got it for the fun of it, so we weren't really riding correctly.
Josh Jokum says he's been riding ATVs for several years and uses many of the safety practices, but he still learned something new.
If you're riding with a group of people, have a safe following distance, stop with all three brakes, and always wear the proper gear.
The ATV Safety Training Institute also works with hospitals to promote ATV safety. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.